And what I start off with is a little hot oil. A little handful of chopped onions. About a teaspoon of chopped garlic. We're just going to saute it till it starts to stick a little bit.
Marty Schmidt turns the fire on and heats some liquid butter, a mixture of cooking oil and butter, in a saute pan. She's making Cajun-style shrimp primavera.
I'm going to add a nice handful of chopped veggies. And I'm using today zucchini, carrots, squash, red bell pepper. And I'm going to throw a couple of artichoke hearts in there today. This is when you need smell-o-vision, because it's smelling good.
Born and raised in New Orleans and having lived in Lafayette, Louisiana until her retirement in the year 2000, Maudie opened Cafe Rue Orleans, a restaurant that exclusively serves all things Cajun, in 2001. The restaurant is on North College Avenue, right across the Veterans Memorial Hospital in Fayetteville.
I'm going to add a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and a little bit of... We use Paul Prudhomme's. It's a Redfish Magic is the spice that we use pretty much as a basic. It's kind of our salt and pepper, or I guess you could call it a Cajun spice.
Marty says she's a cook at heart, not really a chef. Her focus on simple but great-tasting food is evident in her cooking technique. She focuses on the right ingredients, colors, sounds, and of course, the smell.
And then what I'll do is I'll take a little bit of white wine, and I like to use whatever the heck I'm drinking. White wine's pretty good, especially for vegetables, because it's not going to change the color. Now I'm going to add a few little baby shrimp. They're peeled baby shrimp.
Some people may confuse Cajun cooking with Creole cooking, but there is a big difference. Cajun food is low, slow cooking in big pots, while Creole cooking has a lot of Italian, African, Caribbean, and French influence. For now, the Cajun-style shrimp primavera is starting to look good.
Now's the time to add some pasta. This is just a cooked rotini noodle. A good handful. And because we have the wine and we have all the oil in there already, just simmering with the seasoning, it makes a little gravy. All right. As we say in the kitchen, we're ready to plate.
The shrimp primavera tastes heavenly with just the right blend of Cajun spices. But did she have to go easy on the spices a little bit in Northwest Arkansas?
Sure, a little bit. I mean, I'm not a real spicy, heavy spicy person. I like things to be seasoned. But I can season with black pepper, white pepper, red pepper, and salt. I have plenty of hot sauces and different types of hot sauces because I love collecting those things to give to people when they want something spicy, from habanero to a really mild jalapeno. But I think that, you know, as far as having to adapt, you can't really change your recipes too much because then they're not authentic.
With employers such as Walmart, Tyson, and Procter & Gamble in the area, many people from southern Louisiana come looking for authentic Cajun food. According to Maudie, authentic ingredients make authentic food, so she gets all hers from places such as New Orleans, Lafayette, and New Iberia in Louisiana.
If we look at our menu, you can see that we do have a catfish chapatula set dish I was talking about earlier, with my mom being raised on Chapatula Street. It's a catfish fillet. We butterfly it and we stuff it with a crab cake, and then we top it with a seafood cream sauce. Also, the eggplant Napoleon is a signature dish. We have, of course, we have traditional red beans and rice, and we also have chicken and andouille gumbo. We have crawfish corn bisque. I guess another signature would be the Bayou Boat. It serves two to three people. and has crawfish and crab cakes and catfish and shrimp and fries and bread.
Some of the dishes on her menu will also be a part of the menu for the Chefs in the Garden event being held in the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks this Thursday.
We're going to do a Bourbon Street chicken, which is on my menu, and we'll just slice it for people so they can eat it very easily. I'm going to stuff, it's going to be called pork on pork. I'm going to stuff a pork loin with tasso, which is pork, bacon, and sausage. And I'm going to roll it up and tie it off and then roast it, and we'll slice that up and be real good. And then the other thing I'm going to bring is baked macaroni. And this is, it's not like, you know, macaroni and cheese. This is like real, you know, cheesy macaroni. We use a penne pasta, and people love it.
For now, the patrons keep flowing in, asking for their fill of gumbo, jambalaya, etouffee, or desserts such as beignets, white chocolate bread pudding, or crème brûlée. Body and her crew keep busy.
That's my phone. This is Marty.
For Zox at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.